Praise the Lord. I'm holding a physical Bible. I've been doing that the last few Sundays, at least for opening the service. Who knows if someday we'll need these because of technology crisis, you know, EMP or something like that. But I was opening it this morning. I was going to go to Psalm 34, and I had this marked. I think it's where I read over in Psalm 42 last time. But I saw one of the, do you ever go through your Bible and you see the highlights? And then sometimes you have underlined. Well, I used to draw pictures that reflected kind of the idea behind the verse. I did that in the whole Bible. Someone said I should turn this into a Bible. That's what we need, is just another another Bible, right? But when I saw it, it's a picture of it's the hands of a person with his hands lifted up. I thought, oh. And I started reading, and I said, this is perfect for today. This is Psalm 40, verses 9 and 10. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord, you yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I've declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. That's what we are today. We're the great assembly. We are the place where we're gathering in Christ as a company of witnesses and believers. So let's make sure we're proclaiming the good news of God when we start worship this morning. We were praying earlier, and there's this song that is present in your presence. I love that. That you're present, you're focused, you're not just spending time watching the clock tick. You're present. And one of the lines in it says, I give you my undivided, unabandoned, basically every single adjective you can use about not being distracted, attention and focus and passion. So if you'd stand with me, let's just take a moment. Let's realize that we're just not at 330 McGonigal Road in Selah, Washington, but we're in the presence of God. Says we're seated in heavenly places. So Lord, we set our minds, we set our hearts, we set our thoughts, Lord, on you right now. Not on any distractions of life, not on anything that's been happening yesterday or even this morning, Lord. We focus on you, Lord Jesus. We focus on your kingdom, Lord, and your power and your dominion and your might, Lord. We focus on your healing, Lord. We focus, Lord, on your truth, Lord, that's in our hearts, Lord, and that the truth will make us free. We focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the one who is and was and is to come. We focus on the one whose eyes are like flames of fire, hair like wool. Lord, we focus on the one who is our Redeemer, the one who has purchased us from death, hell, and the grave, and has made us their own. We focus on you, Lord Jesus. We focus on you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, move in this place. Fall afresh on us this morning. Let our hearts connect in the supernatural, Lord. Help us, Lord, to not be in any way missing out on what you want to accomplish today in our hearts and in our lives. So right now, we just commit and we submit this service into your capable hands. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to do above and beyond all we have prayed right now or have thought or imagined or even think, Lord. Because you are our God, Lord, and you are alive and well and still working in this day. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're all living. Your presence. See, I've tasted and seen. And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. But my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, your presence. Your presence, Lord.
Sing, there's nothing worth more.
And there's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're all living, Lord. Your presence, Lord,
is what it's all about.
And I've tasted and seen.
Experience the glory of your glory.
made whole again in your presence, oh Lord. I don't want another worship service and not sense you. I don't want another sermon and not sense you. If you're not in the promised land, I don't want to go. I'd rather stay where you are. You're where you are. I'd rather stay where you are. Not interested in another church service if you're not there. Oh. Yeah, not interested in singing another song if you're not there. Oh. Holy Spirit, I want to be so aware your presence. Where you go, I go. Where you stay, I stay. Restored, but it's only in your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. It's your goodness. It's your goodness. It's your goodness. One more time, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Fill them up, fill them up. Those with three quarter full, fill them up, fill them up. Let us be overflowing in your presence, Lord. In your presence, Lord. Overflowing your presence. fill our hearts with your presence. Those who are weary, those who are weak, fill them up with your presence, Lord. Been told to live my own truth, do whatever makes me feel good, get rid of boundaries, the rules are stifling, chase good feelings, soon will be gone. But I found myself more lost than ever, slaved and bound to my desires. And that's not freedom. And Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. Every day I'm living more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with your my new life might be secure. Everything I do, so I can honor you. Resurrect me, sanctify me, make me into your image. Into your image. Into your image. I want to look like you. By the Spirit in me. Now that I know you, I know there's no one else for me. 'Cause you're the one that my soul loves. Now I find myself more alive than ever, a life laid down for your desires. Now this is freedom. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. Every day I live more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with yours, and my new life might be secured. Everything I do, done so I can honor you. Resurrect me, sanctify me. every day a little more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with yours, and my new life might be secure. Everything I do, enough so I can honor you. Resurrect me, sanctify me, make me into your image. Into your image, Jesus, Jesus, into your. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. You saved me from myself. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. A new life I've been dealt. Oh, I never look back. No, I can't go back. I'm yours. No, I never look back. No, I can't go back. I'm yours. God, praise be to God, you saved me from myself. Praise be to God, praise be to God, a new life I've been given. I never look back, no, I can't go back. I'm yours. No, I never look back, no, I can't go back. I'm yours. Holy Spirit, make me more like Jesus. Every day I live more like Jesus. Crucify my flesh with yours. My new life might be secure. Everything I do, done so I could honor you. Resurrect me, sanctify, make me into your image.
In the way I speak, in the way
You're never gonna let me down. And you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. And you're never gonna let, you're never gonna, come on, let's declare this.
Sometimes we just need to acknowledge that to the Father. Not so that He believes it, but so that we believe it. Because sometimes life doesn't reflect that He's a good, good Father. But you know, those are lies. That's not the truth. The truth is He is good. That He is never going to let us down. No matter what the circumstances look like, no matter what our days look like or our nights, He's never going to let us down. And that's the truth, that's the reality, that He's never going to let us down. And that He is good. He is good. Oh, let's do that one more time here. You are good. Tell the Father He's good.
You are good.
into our hearts, Lord, that you are good, that you're never going to let us down. Help us, Lord, when we're in dark situations, when we're in difficult circumstances, God, to turn towards you, to turn towards that truth and that reality, Lord, that you'll never let us down. That no matter what the storm looks like, even if you're asleep in the boat, it seems like you don't care. You hold the storm in your hand. And you can say, peace be still, or we can just be assured that we're in your care. Jesus, Heavenly Father, you are good. You are good. You are good. Look to someone and tell them that the Lord is good. He is good. The Lord is good. He is good to you. He's good in your life. And he's never going to let you down. Never, never going to let you down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just receive, Lord, what you want to do in the rest of this service. Lord, we just ask that you would continue to do your work in each and every one of us. I bless the worship team right now. Thank you for their dedication to you, Lord, as they worship. And thank you, Lord, that we get to join them, Lord. I pray, God, that we would continue this atmosphere in our hearts, even as we take a moment and greet each other in Jesus' name and do that. Thank you, team.
Praise God. Good morning. Let's stand to our feet, please. We are going to do our declarations for the house because we love the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So would you guys say this with me on the count of three? One, two, three. We declare that God is building our church, that God is calling us to the basic gospel, and that he is awakening our church, that we will live a vulnerable life for the Lord. We declare that God is working in our waiting, that our hearts are prepared to move where his heart moves, that we will cultivate a right heart and right mind. And we declare that we are becoming a house of prayer for all nations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for One Life Family Worship. Thank you, Lord, for the part that we get to play, Lord, in our community, Lord, in our city, in our state, Lord, in our country, in our world, God. We thank you, God, that, Lord, even though we are few, Lord, we are mighty because we are close to you. And God, I just pray, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to grow this place in spirit, God. Lord, that the Spirit of God would just dwell so heavily in this place, God, that people that come into this place, Lord, to be transformed by you, God, and you alone. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're stirring up in our pastors, what you're stirring up, God, in all of us. And I just pray, Lord, that we would continue, Lord, to seek you and find you in all that we do. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You guys can be seated. Yeah, briefly, I think you guys have all seen this at this point, but this is just a good reminder. We want to connect more people that come and visit. You could point them to this, that QR code's out there, and they can fill some the Google form out. And then house prayer. So we've been doing the house prayer for the majority, well, I guess since the beginning of the year, and it's been really powerful. And so right now we're running about every other week, I guess, is kind of the rhythm. Do we need to pass this out, or are we good?
It's full.
It's full. All right, so the next one, and we'll have a slide for it next week, but the next one is filled. Is that for sure the next one?
It's at ours, yeah. It's
ours. May 2nd?
May 2nd, yeah.
May 2nd. So the next one's May 2nd, and we'll have a slide for it. That is at the Lindell's home. And so, but yeah, I would just encourage you, if you can, to try to make this a priority. Obviously, we know that Saturdays, especially Saturday evenings, can be a high ask. But I would say that if you can, that just pray about taking time and coming with your family, and let's gather together in prayer. Amen. I think more prayer in church is better than less prayer.
Amen.
So This next thing, excited. We are, and I know it's kind of hard to see. This is actually really last. I literally did this right before I left this morning. But on May 17th, okay, so if you can't read it, it says May 17th at 10 a.m., we will not be here. We will be joining the Churches of Sela. Sela does community days, and on May 17th, that Sunday, there's a collective of churches that come together, and if you were with us last year, you might remember this, and we gather in the park at Wixon Park, and we just gather and worship and come together, and we hear a good word. And why this is important is because we are not in a gang, okay? The One Life Family Worship is not a gang. Covenant Church is not a gang. Harvest Church is not a gang. Stone Church is not a gang. We are the body of Christ. Okay? And so whether we're worshiping here or we're worshiping at a church down the road, the fact is that we need to come together as a church. And so this is good as we continue to and grow in spirit and with one another. And I think that even though, you know, we've been here now, have we been here 2 years now?
2 years
or so. Wow. 2 years in Sela. I think it's important. We think it's important as a church body that's here in Sela to continue to put our roots down in Sela, even though a majority of us, majority of us aren't, don't live here in Sela. Our church is here. And so, May 17th, we have about 3 weeks, so we'll continue to remind you guys, but it's going to be a great time. And I know the temptation is this: oh, church is not at normal time or at church, so I just won't go. Please don't get that in your minds, okay? Church is still happening, whether it's in the building or not. This is just a building, you guys, and they'll be blessed. And I think it's really important for us, our house, to be represented there. Thank you for giving. Thank you guys for giving into the house of God. You guys know the drill. You can give here in the back or online, and we appreciate that. And then, last but not least, are children going down? Is that the thing that's happening? Okay. So can I have the kids up here? Great. Lord, we thank you for these kids. We just pray a blessing over our children. We pray, God, that you would be with them, Lord, as they go downstairs. And we thank you, Lord, that Holy Spirit would just be with them. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Lord, in our little children here. And we thank you, Lord, that you ultimately call us to be like them. So let us learn from them and grow them in spirit. And we thank you for all this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I think everybody knows that I had, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow that I had emergency surgery for my appendix. It had to be removed, and it was traumatic. I'm such a drama queen, but it was hard because, you know, you don't like go to the ER with 104 fever thinking, you know, that I'm going to have surgery in an hour. You know, you just don't think that way, and obviously. And so it's been a real time for the last 2 weeks. But this morning as I was sitting there, and Pastor was doing the overhead for the songs, I just reached out for his iPad and started doing the songs. But then I really felt like I needed to look up a scripture. So I looked up this scripture, and then I read it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's so cool. That's me. Thank you, Lord. I needed that today. And then all of a sudden, Eric is singing prophetically, you know, in between the two songs, and he says, for those who are weak. And I had already looked up, and in Psalm 6:2, it says, have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. And it's like God just knew what I needed. And I'd already pulled this up. It was already on my screen when he started speaking about that. And so I'm just like, such power and confirmation in God. And so I handed the thing back to him, and I stood up, and I am feeling very weak today because of, you know, the surgery wasn't even 2 weeks ago, and I'm tired, and I'm back to work, and so it's like, you know, it's not easy. I'm not going to whine anymore, I promise, but I just knew I needed to stand up, and as I'm looking at Eric, I'm just like, I just have to go pray for him, and as I'm beginning to pray for him and praying over him in the spirit, the Lord just said, keep on going. And so then I went over and Leona. I started praying for Leona up here, and I noticed her hand. She was like, you know, holding a microphone in one, and then her other hand was down kind of at her side. But all of a sudden, as I began to pray over her, her little hand went like this, like she was going to catch as much as she could catch from Jesus. And her hand was just open. And I'm like, oh, that kind of heart. He says, you know, be like the little children. Come to me as a little child. And little children do not care about performance. Big performance for the Lord. Now, maybe mom and dad's different, but for Jesus, they don't think, Jesus, I need to perform. They just are. You know, little kids are so cool like that. Yeah. And so as I'm praying for her and I'm seeing that, I'm just starting to feel even more weak. And then I went to Vicky, and then Mike came and helped me down, and I knew I needed to keep praying over people. Oh, I pray for Caden. Sorry, Caden, I didn't mean to forget you, but Caden did the same thing. I know I'm noticing now in my memory, Caden did the same thing that Leona did. Like, he stopped and he just turned his hands over, and I'm like, is that all there is to it? Is just to receive? And it is. That is all that there is to it. It's just to receive. God doesn't care about what you do for him. He cares about how you feel about him. And out of how you feel about him, all the other stuff's just going to line up. It's just going to line up and begin to move you where God wants to move you, and to be with you how he wants to be with you. And so as I'm coming down and I'm praying for Nancy, I'm just like, okay, I can easily make this loop. Like, you know, and I'll fall in my chair, but I can easily make this loop. But as I'm praying for more and praying for more, then Tegan started walking up. And normally Tegan doesn't let me touch him.
Yeah.
Because he's a boy and I'm not his mother. And, you know, he is what he is, right? And so as he came forward, he had his little hoodie up. And I put my hands on his head like this, and I started praying for him, and he just stopped. He just stopped. And as I'm praying that his spirit would receive everything Jesus had for him today, he wasn't moving an inch. Like, he was just a sponge receiving what God had for him in that moment right there. And as I got back to Cody and Tisha, it's like I started feeling this strength coming in me.
Wow.
Even though I was feeling so weak before, I started feeling this strength coming in me. And as I crossed over and I started praying for Jesse. Jesse is the man that does everything around here, just so y'all know, except for the cleanup and the yard. He does everything else. And he never lets it be. Maybe on the inside he does, but on the outside he never lets it appear as if any of it's burdened. He just gives. He's just, that's part of his giving and worship and all of that. But guys, I honestly, I don't know what you felt, Jess, but as my hands are on the back and I'm praying. Now, Jesse and Mike have known each other longer than me and Mike have known each other. Like, he's been part of our lives forever. And I know that God gave him to me for being my brother. I know that. Like, he may have, you know, a different genealogy, but he's my brother. And as I'm praying for him, I'm honestly feeling, you guys, like the Holy Spirit is swooshing past my hands as they're on his back. Like I can feel this on the inside of my hands. And I'm just like, we didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to do anything today for Jesus to show up. He showed up because he loves us. He showed up because he cares. And because he cares, every little bit of thing that we have, every little bitty care, every little bitty whatever, we can just give it to him. Just give it to him. We don't have to keep it. It's not ours to carry. It's not ours to carry. And then, I'm sorry, I'm telling everybody's homework and, you know, what you receive. But when we got to Hermit and Miriam, last night was prayer. And honestly, I'm like, I'm Hermit and Miriam. I know by faith they put out 15 chairs. In this one room that all it had was this center thing, like 15 metal chairs. They're ready for church. And it only ended up being the four of us, me and Pastor and Hermit and Miriam. And can I just say God planned that for them and for us? Like there was an intimacy that happened that normally couldn't or wouldn't happen. There was a knitting of our hearts as we shared and as we just sat around the table with a good cup of coffee and our relationship. And I felt God strengthening. And I think that's the big word today is strengthen. And so anyway, so pray for them, then come up and all that. And then I end with my husband right here. And I'm like, well, I got to pray for my husband. Like he's my husband, you know? And as I'm praying, it's like, I specifically feel this one thing. God doesn't care about our performance. God doesn't care about the toilet being scrubbed, the yard being mowed, the weeds being pulled, how many people are here, how much offering comes in, how many people are not here. Does he care about those things? Yes, he does. But what he cares about more is my heart and your heart. And making sure that you recognize, I don't know how many of y'all I prayed for that I said, God is smiling on your heart. He is smiling. Like he looks at us and he's like, he doesn't see us as we see ourselves. He doesn't. He doesn't see us the way we see us. He looks at us and he looks beyond to what we are going to be for him. To him and about him. He sees the finished work, not the process. Wow. So I just want for you all today to recognize you do not have to do one thing except receive. And it's like Leona with that one little hand. It's like Tegan just standing just as still as he can. Like it was almost like if he moved, he was going to ruin the mood or something if he moved in any way. And he stood there and received it, which that's a miracle, y'all. I just have to tell you. So I'm coming to you today to say that God has a plan for your life. And however he needs for you to recognize that plan. Just like if you don't know what it is, if you're saying to yourself, I sit here every Sunday, just ask him, what's your plan, God? What's your plan for me? What do you desire of me? And it's, I honestly will tell you, he will not give you anything that you can't handle. He will not overload you. He will accommodate who you are, what your personality is, what your life is, how things are going. He accommodates all those things, but he wants us to be ready to say, here you go. You can have it all. I just want you, Jesus. I just want you, Jesus. So I'm going to end with this next scripture that I read, and it is Psalm 109:24. My knees are weak. Nope, that's not it. That's not what I want to say. Hold on, sorry. It's Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. And that's just asking him to strengthen my weak hands and and to make firm these feeble needs that I have. My knees may be feeble, but God's plan is strong and sure. Amen.
So I'm gonna pray for you because you sowed into all of us. So yeah. Lord, we just lift Gay before your throne of grace, God, and we thank you, God, that she is obedient, Lord, when you speak to her. Lord, that she will step out of the boat and walk on the water and do what you ask her to do, what you bid her to do, what you call her to do. But Lord, we know that she struggles, Lord, so much, Lord, in her flesh of health. And we just pray, God, right now, Lord, that you would just continue to do a supernatural work in her body. Lord, I know that without the prayers of the saints and her crying out to you and resting in you, Lord, that she would be much more ill than she is. But Father, you are her healer. You are her Jehovah Rapha. So Lord, we pray that you would touch her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Lord. Let every organ in her body come into alignment with the kingdom of God. Let every cell in her body come into alignment with the kingdom of God, Lord. Lord, as it is in heaven, Lord, for Gay, Lord, as she's seated in heaven in that glorified state, Lord, let it be in this natural state, Lord. Let her receive early, Lord, some of the glorification that comes from knowing you, Lord. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, let it give life to her mortal body in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So you don't know this, babe, but you're like the answer to our prayer this morning, and down in the prayer room. We were listening to that song "Present in Your Presence," and it was just a sweet atmosphere of the Lord. And both Eric and I both prayed that, you know, the service would be like led and orchestrated by God, and you know, it's, you know, as he was singing, you know, the song of the Lord, is that we don't want to just, you know, come to church and check off the box that we came to church, or sing a song and check off the box that we sang a song, or even if the worship was dynamic and powerful and we had lights and all the frills that you can have, you know, to make the experience feel like an experience, without the presence of the Lord, it's nothing. You know, without Jesus, we can do nothing. And so when you started praying for, you know, the people up on the stage, I thought, oh, that's cool. You know, she's blessing them. But then you started going around the whole room, and then you prayed for me. And then you came up, and I think the message that you shared is the message for today, that in our weakness, his strength is perfected. You know, one of the verses on there, that some trust in chariots, I saw that, and some trust in horses, but will remember the name of the Lord our God. Yeah, I saw it on your, but the idea that we can put our hopes in doctors, we can put our hopes in, you know, the financial system, we can put our hopes in even people. But who we really need to hope and trust in is the Lord our God. And that people will let us down. Finances will let us down. Jobs will let us down. Everything else in this life will potentially let us down. But if we remember him in his name, that's the strong tower we can run in. That's the name of the Lord is our refuge. And it's not just saying the name, even though that's powerful. I heard a testimony yesterday where just someone was just saying the name of Jesus, and they were receiving the deliverance that they needed in the moment. He was having a dream, and he was in this dream. This is someone from prayer yesterday, a young man, but he was saying that in this dream his house was being ravaged. And he must be kind of a prophetic person. And it was this figure down, you know, messing with his dishes, messing with his house. You know, he could see her things flying. It was in his dream, but he realized that it was like really necessary to get this entity out of his home. Yeah. And so he tried with all his might to say the name of Jesus. And he's like, and for whatever reason, I believe it's a spiritual battle to keep us from saying the name of Jesus, to calling on the name of the Lord. Because the enemy knows that when we call on the name of the Lord, he has to flee. He has to bow, literally. you know, and they don't want to bow. They're going to just run. They don't want to have to start, you know, giving, you know, God his due until they truly have to pay up at the end. And they know this. So he finally said the name of Jesus, and he said, all of a sudden things got quiet. And then he said he could hear the thing running out the back door. Now, this was in a dream, but the power of the spoken word of Jesus in his name. It reminds me when I was saying it, I also wanted to say, oh, I can tell you another one. I've said this before, but I think it's worth repeating. I was a young Christian and I loved the Lord and I was zealous and, you know, and pursuing God and, you know, and just, I was hungry for God. And the enemy, you know, will attack you any way that he knows how. And so the way that he attacked me was in my sleep, you know, when I was vulnerable. And I would literally wake up in the middle of the night and I would have something choking me. It was physical hands on my throat. I was choking. And I was like, you know, when it first happened, I'm like, this is freaky. This is scary, you know. And so what I did, the only thing I knew to do, you know, from all the reading and studying and sermons I heard, it was say the name of Jesus. And so they're choking me. So it's, you know, I'm trying to say it. And I finally say the name Jesus and it goes away. This happened for years until finally it just stopped. And what I didn't have like a special deliverance, I believe what happened was, is that I grew up in Christ to where they had no power over me, at least in that. Maybe other things were still temptations and difficulties. But it's in our weakness that a strength is perfected. We need to realize that if we trust in these other things, if we put our hopes in these other things, we will be disappointed. We will run into situations where our hearts will fail us in those situations because we're trusting in things that will move. We're trusting in things that aren't secure. The only thing that's truly secure in this life, I'm telling you, is God himself. The only thing that we can trust for our marriage to go through the most difficult times is God himself. I tell always when I'm doing premarital counseling, I'm saying, listen, you guys can go through all this stuff and we've got, you know, what is a marriage and all of this. I'm getting ready to do it again for Andrew and Desiree. They're going to be getting married. I'm so excited, but they asked us both to do the wedding. We're honored. So I'm going to start going through their manual and you guys know that manual and it's great. You can learn all these techniques and stuff. But as you guys have discovered, you have to root it all in God. He has to be the foundation of your relationship. If he's not the foundation of relationship, it's sinking sand. Because this life wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. And why do I say this life? Because this natural life that's in this world, it seems like the enemy has the reign. And if we're not submitted to God, we can't resist the devil and he has to flee. So when I said Jesus and cried out, and that man yesterday said Jesus in his dream, the enemy had to flee because we were submitted to God. And that's weakness. Submitting to God is weakness, especially as men. We want to be able to, you know, control things. We want to handle it ourselves. We want to make sure that we've got the bull by the reins, you know, and we want to be able to take it down ourselves. And there's times that God gives us the strength and the power in Christ to do that. But there's other times we just have to rely on him. We have to put all our hope, and I like to say this, we have to put all our eggs in his basket. As dangerous as eggs being in all in one basket, you know, if you have a you know, 12 dozen eggs, you put them all in one basket, you know, and you're carrying that basket. It's like, why am I doing this? This is like very scary. But that's what we have to do in God. We have to put our life in a precarious situation in God's hands. But he's a good, good father. And he is never going to let us down. And I can say that for somebody who's gone through crisis after crisis, almost died. I can finally say that now. I almost died. Probably almost died before I was saved. But even after being saved, when I put all my trust in him, the world seemed to come at me with both barrels. But he never let us down. Even had I gone to be with him, he would have never let me down. We have to realize that our lives in his hands is a safe place. And a place that we can be fully, fully persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing in all of mankind, in all of this world, can separate us from his love. And that's a safe place to be, is in his love. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll get to the sermon another day because God had other things in mind. Praise God. Yes. Fulfilled or complete. Yep. My strength is made perfect in you means to be complete or fulfilled in weakness. Yeah. Yeah. It seems like, for whatever reason, God likes to inhabit weakness. It seems to be his nature that, especially if we're relying on him, he inhabits our weakness. That's like being like little children, yeah. Right. And that's just the heart of God. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yes. So the enemy attacking us in our sleep, especially today. Because like you said, you want to take the whole wide or the master of our domain kind of thing, but when you sleep, you are not in control. And so that's an enemy tactic. That is a military tactic to go after somebody and cause them to lose rest. Because if you can't sleep, then you're not rested and you're not strong.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I've seen him do it with Valerie. He attacks children in their sleep. We saw him do it with Valerie when she was really young. We've seen it in our household, you know, and that's his favorite place to go. So one of the things I had to let him do when I go visit him is wearing a hedge of protection.
Declaring the name of Jesus over your whole home. Yep. Amen. Yep. Especially if they're weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Praise God. I do want to second what you said about prayer last night. It was awesome, you know, and I'll publicly say it. It was so great connecting. Even though we've connected before, there was something very rich that took place. And, you know, the thing is that the house prayer, it's great when there's, you know, 15 of us. But just if you come some night in the, you know, or we come to your house some night and it's just us, don't fret over it, don't worry about it, because you know sometimes some of the greatest and largest fruit is sown from the smallest seed. We've talked about that before. Mustard seed produces one of the largest bushes, and it's a teeny tiny microscopic seed. So don't despise small beginnings. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, God, for the great moments of worship, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit ministering to us, Lord, through the servant's touch, Lord, of Gay, Lord. And thank you, God, for the message that came. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would continue to let this message sink into our hearts, Lord, that in our weakness, Lord, your strength is perfected. That, Lord, if we trust in chariots or we trust in other horses, we trust in anything else other than you, Lord, that it could fail, Lord. But remembering your name, remembering the power of your name, remembering what your name represents, Lord, that is where safety comes from, Lord. That's where true security comes from. And Lord, I thank you, God, for each and every one that's here today. Lord, I bless their homes. I bless their workplaces. I bless them in their schools, Lord. I bless them in their recreation time, Lord. I bless them as they rise, and I bless them as they sleep, Lord. I bless them, Lord, as they read your word, Lord. And I bless them, Lord, as they watch TV. Lord, I just bless your people, Lord, as only you can truly bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God bless you all. Have a great day.